It's right before six.
Yes.
Good evening, everyone. Thank you for coming. So tonight's your, I don't know if I'm gonna get to say everything that can be said, because there is a lot. But basically, we're gonna try to split the show to two parts. It's basically according to this Seifim, Yud Aleph and Yud Bet. The first part gonna be Din Rok, Dorso Lefi Tumo. And the second part is the Seidat Chayav Of Shebirshuto. So we're gonna start with the Rok and Din Meruach, or maybe more Dinim. The Shulchan Aruch starts, Lo Yishafshef Beraglav. That's the source number one. It's not source number one, sorry. It's the source, it's the Seif. לא ישפשף ברגליו רוק שעל גבי קרקע, משום דמשווה גומות. So the Shulchan Aruch started with משווה גומות. What does משווה גומות means? We know that משווה גומות is איסור בונה in the house, or חורש outside. אבל מותר לדורסו לפי תומו, לפי שאינו מתכוון למרח ולהשוות גומות. So he brings the לפי תומו, and he said שאינו מתכוון. שאינו מתכוון sounds like דבר שאינו מתכוון. Unlike Nachash Ve'akrav, just the Seif B before that, that we said that you can be even Mechaven. And then the Shulchan Aruch mentioned Lemareach Ve'lehashvot Gumot. Miruach and Hashvayat Gumot. Ve'afal gav demimei lememareach, and then he forgets the Hashvayat Gumot. Kilo Mechaven Shari Mishum Meisuta. So we need the heter of Meisuta and the Eno Mitkaven. So everything looks like very not clear. So when we read this siman, we need to deal with a few isurim and a few points that we need to define to ourselves. The first din that we need to define is isur miruach. The second one is isur hashvayat gumot. And the third one is what is lefitumo here. Is it the same lefitumo that we just discussed by Nachash? So just to define what is miruach, I think the best source to bring is the Gemara in Kuf Membav Amud Bet. That's source number one. The Gemara, the Mishnah discusses Shava, and the, if you want to seal a barrel that has a hole, you use Shava, it's Meruach. And then the Gemara brings a Machloket Rav Shmuel about Mishcha. Rashi says, Mishcha, Shemen Av. So I'm going to read source number one. V'im hayta nekuva, mishcha, rav asar, u'shmuel shari. They argue if mishcha, shemen av, like congealed oil, if that's considered like sha'ava or not. Man de'asar gazrinan mishum sha'ava. So that's the way that you hold la halacha. So you see that there is two levels. There is sha'ava, wax. It's a very congealed material. And then the argument is by shemen av, like congealed oil. And the Rambam says shuman, like fat, that it's also congealed. But everyone agrees that something that it's liquid, like oil, liquidy oil, it's not an isur. And that's meforash in siman shin kav zayin seif bet. Sachinu mashmashim bebnei mayim. You're allowed to smear oil on your body. So when we discuss miruach, we're discussing material that needs to be congealed. What level of congealed, that's or sha'ava or shemen av. But less than that, lichora, there is no meruach. So we need to have that in mind when we're going to read our seif soon. The second isur that we're talking about is hashvayat gumot. Hashvayat gumot, like I mentioned, it's or choresh or boneh, that's the Gemara in Dafa in Gimel Amud Bet. Amar Rav Sheshet, source number two. Amar Rav Sheshet, hayta lo gavshushit unetala, babayit chayav mishum boneh, basadeh chayav mishum choresh. If you have a little heel or a little like, they used to have a dirt floor, like not a tiled floor. So if you straighten the floor, you make it straight, you'll chayav mishum boneh. And if it's outside in the backyard, it's mishum choresh, making the ground straight outside is choresh. It's yipuya karka. So when somebody step on the rock, that it's not so clear what is rock now, because if it's just saliva, it's going to be a little hard to say that it's meruach. But you have two problems. You have the problem of meruach, smearing. That's the word, smearing the material, and you have the problem that you're straightening the floor, the dirt floor. So the Magen Avraham, I'm going to start with the Magen Avraham, although I should start with Lichora, the Bet Yosef, that's the base for the Seif, but the Magen Avraham is more like discussing the definition of the Melacha, so I think it's better to start with the Magen Avraham. And all of you probably read the Mishnah Brura, it's just one line in the Mishnah Brura, but it's like tremendous chiddush of the Magen Avraham, and it's like a fundamental yesod that everyone should know, b'dinei meruach. The Magen Avraham brought down in the Mishnah Brura, at the end of Sif Katan Memtet, ומשום מרוח גוף הלייקה למיסר, דלא שייך מרוח, אלא כשממרח איזה דבר על גבי חברו, וכוונתו שיתמרח. אבל כאן רוצה שיהיה נבלה. And if we want to read the Magen Avraham inside, that's source number three, the Magen Avraham start with the problem that על גבי קרקע, that's the problem of השוויית גומות, the beginning of the Shulchan Aruch. משמד על גבי רצפה, if it's tiled floor, there is no problem of השוויית גומות. שר לדברה מתירים כיבוד, that's... And then I skip one line, and then the underline... וצריך עיון, דלי צר משום מרוח עצמו. Why would you be מתיר? לדורסו לפיתומו, לכאורה there is still איסור מרוח. ויש לומר, דה ממרח לא שייך אלא כשכוונתו שיתמרח דבר על גבי חברו. אבל אחר רוצה שיבלה בקרקע. So the Magen Avraham is saying something very fundamental about Isur Meruach. Meruach is only when you try to smear like a layer on top of something else. But if the main purpose of your Meruach is just to
absorb
or get rid of the liquid, there is no Isur Meruach. The question is, that it sounds like the Magen Avraham understood that the Gemara does not have anything to do with Isur Meruach, because that's not a problem to begin with. There is no Isur Meruach in the Gemara. So, according to the Magen Avraham, Lichora, the Gemara discusses only Hashvayat Gumot. That's the only problem that we have in our Gemara. But many Gishonim, in the Maskana, the reason that it's Mutar, they said it's Meruach, Kilei Acharya, De'en Kavanato Sheitmareach, they mentioned in the Maskana that we're discussing Meruach. So the Eliya Rabba is the first one to scream on the Magen Avraham and says, I wrote down the Eliya Rabba, you can take a look. It's the next source, number four, it's on the other side of the page. He brings the Magen Avraham, the third line, and then he said, "V'yesh lomar demarach shachel kavanat shachit mareach." Aval achar rotzeh shibala b'karka, and then the Eliya Rabba says, "V'tzarich yon derashi v'ran v'tur kamar dehav kamru dehav meruach." What are you talking about? Rashi mentioned meruach at the maskana. The Ran mentioned meruach. All of them sounds like they hold that meruach shayach even when you're trying to get rid of the liquid or whatever, not liquid, it can be liquid, but from the meruach material. So that's one of the questions that the Achronim like ask on the Magen Avraham. So if we understand in the Magen Avraham that he understood in the Gemara that we're discussing only Hashvayat Gumot, then you have a question from the other Rishonim that mention in Meruach. It might be that the Magen Avraham understood that we're talking about both of them. There is Meruach and Ashveyat Gumot, and both of them are Mutar. What he said was just to bring it to the Rabbanon level, and then Lefitumu it's Mutar. That might be one way, but I'm just going to say in like parenthesize that the Magen Avraham is difficult no matter what you're going to say, because he mentioned rock, saliva, that it's very liquidy, and then the Seif Katan after, he's mechalek between licha and rock. He said, Bizmanam, they were makpid on rock, so they were matir because of fitumo. Bizmanazeh, we're not makpid on rock, so we're not going to be matirat, but licha, it's like more like congealed stuff, it's still mutar, because that has muse. So it's meforash in the Magen Avraham, almost meforash in the Magen Avraham, that he held that even rok sheach meruach, that it's very difficult to accept that concept, because we just read in the Gemara in Kuf Mem Vav that in order to be considered meruach, you needed to be a congealed thing. Rok lichora is not beturat meruach, even if you're not mechaven to be mavliya, the material itself is not. So for that I can say, and I'm not sure, but that might be a terut in the Magen Avraham, but it's still going to be difficult to understand because of other reasons. But it might be that the Magen Avraham understood that in rock, when the rock is on the rock and the dirt combine together to be like a mud, and that combination, that's the problem of meruach, because they're going to mix together and then you get like a muddy floor, and then you're going to be doing two melachos, basically. You're going to do meruach and ashveyat gumot. And that's why you need lefitumo. But then the chidush that he says that mitkaven leavliya is not meruach, where did he get this from? Because you have meruach here. So miman afshach, the Magen Avraham is difficult. Despite the question on the Magen Avraham, the basic way to understand the Magen Avraham is like I mentioned before, that the Gemara does not discuss meruach. The Gemara just discussed hashveyat gumot, and when Rashi mentioned meruach, he just meant you memareach the karka, you're not memareach the material. And that's why meruach is not shayach in when you're mitkaven to be mavliya. That's the basic understanding of the Magen Avraham. And many achroinim quote the Magen Avraham lemaise. So that's a source for many, many achroinim when they try to deal with ointments that people smear on, like when they have a cut or whatever they need to put ointment on, or babies that you need to put cream on. Whenever you meet Kaven to be Mavliya, the ointment does not have Shem Meruach. Even when you deal with ointment that it is congealed and it's in the level of Meruach, when you're trying just to be Mavliya in the skin, it's not going to be Melacha. That's not like some poskim like take the Magen Avraham literally, that it's mutar legamre and they're matir legamre, like Rav Ovadia. Some poskim say like if it's cholesh en bo sakana, they're not so sure, they're a little bit suspicious, they have like sfeikus. And even when we say that when you're mitkaven to be mavliya, there is no isur meruach, there is two kinds of mitkaven leavliya. If you're going to read in the Shmirat Shabbat Kilchata, I printed it here also in the next source. I think the source that the Dir should bring is not the correct source, so it's a Samech Dalet. I think they mentioned that a different Sif Katan. But anyway, there is two kind of meruach. The halacha is that if somebody want to put wax on his shoes, Poskim said it's Asur. But lechora you're mitkaven leavliya, you're trying that the wax gonna be nivla in the leather of the shoe. So there is a chiluk between trying to wax a shoe and get the shiny result that you want something to be on top. You don't want to really be mavliya et legamre. So even the Magen Avraham might be moide that wax in a shoe that you use like a clear liquid, but you want it to be nivla, but you don't want it to be completely nivla. So that's going to be also even according to the Magen Avraham. But if you want to be mavliya legamre, then it's going to be mutar. The Chazonish in Siman Katan in Sif Nun Bet Sif Katan Tet Zayin Mashma that is machmir. There is a shmua b'shem Chazonish that it's mutar. So I'm just saying, like after you see the problem with the Magen Avraham, you can understand why not the poskim were not so matir b'shofi. They need like a tzeiruf when you have like a choleshen busakana, and usually tinok babies are considered choleshen busakana even when they're healthy. So for babies, if you need ointments, that there is enough room to be maker. But for adults, if there is no real need,
what's the problem with Magen Avraham again?
First of all, it seems like he ignored the Gemara. According to most of the Rishonim, the Gemara discussed din memareach, and there is meruach in rock. We just matir because of lefitumo. And according to him, there is no isur memareach to begin with. So why do you need lefitum, or why do you need all the games? I mean, according to the Magen Avraham, the Gemara doesn't discuss meruach, it just discusses meshave gumot. And the Rishonim, the Eliyahu Rabbah says, the other Rishonim mashma that the Gemara discusses is meruach also. So it's meforash the opposite of what the Magen Avraham say.
The Gemara says pator.
Right, and you need like a trick, you need like a...
Maybe you could say that in reality, it's really, there's a distinction, because since when you have an inanimate object, it's really never really absorbed. So that's why you can make the distinction with some of the wax on the shoe versus putting a cream on your arm. Even for kol shemo sakana, it really can be absorbed.
I didn't understand. Can you repeat the...
No, you were trying to make a distinction before between the shoe, why the shoe may be not okay with the Magen Avraham.
Even the Magen Avraham would be moider that it's still asur there.
Right, what I'm saying is, but by the arm, by putting cream on the arm, maybe he would say it is still mutter.
Yeah.
Because it's really, saying is, when you have an inanimate object, it really can't be absorbed. Like, you could always find remnants of the cream on it.
But you don't want it to be there. But by wax, you want it to be there. You want the shiny part to stay out. You don't want it to be absorbed. But on ointment, you would have wanted everything to go in. Just okay. The body can absorb everything, so some of it would stay out. But it's not your main kavana is to be mavliya, so you don't gain anything by the stuff that stayed on top. Okay, so now let's go back to the Gemara and Rashi. What's the pshat in Rashi? And Rashi, if you read Rashi itself, sounds very unclear. Rashi said, "Rok dorso lefitumo." שאין מתכוון למרח, רשי, and basically זה שולחן אורך, quote the ממש לשון רשי, שאין מתכוון למרח, ולהשווי הגומות, so מרוח אין השוויית גומות, דף על גאו דמי מילה ממרח הוא, כי לא מיכה ונשאר עם משום מייסותה. So רשי, we just mentioned last year that רשי hold that the whole Gemara goes according to Rabbi Yehuda. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, you need the חידוש, that דבר שאינו מתכוון according to Rabbi Yehuda is the Rabbanan, and משום מייסותה שרי. So, Pashtus, that it's the same according to Rashi. That davar sheno mitkaven. It's not vaday that it's going to happen. It's davar sheno mitkaven, and he needs it to Rabbi Yehuda. The Ritva explained that way in Rashi, that it's equal and not like I was mixing Bet Yosef and Ritva to you last week. The Bet Yosef is the one mechalik, and the Ritva is saying that Rashi compared both of them, Nachash and Rock, and both of them is because of Davar Sheno Mitkaven. The Rashba and the Ritva and the Ran, all of them explain that they are the same, but not because of Davar Sheno Mitkaven, because they argue with Rashi in Nachash. They said that the reason Nachash Mutar Lefitumo is because it's Menachash Shana Tzicha Legufa, and you do it Lefitumo, so it's Mutar. The Bet Yosef, although all the Rishonim compare, almost all the Rishonim compare the two dinim, the Nachash and Rok, Bet Yosef doesn't like it. The Bet Yosef, all of you read the Bet Yosef, it's a difficult Bet Yosef, but that's what he says. Source number 7. נראה לי דלא שרי גבי רוק, אלא במתכוון לדורסו לבד. I'm reading like the third line. אלא במתכוון לדורסו לבד, אבל לא במתכוון למרח. ואף על כך דגבי נחש והקרב ותירו אפילו במתכוון לאורגם. התמשני משום דמזיקין אינו. ועוד דעת המקר המעשה הוא הרגעת הנחש. אבל לך היה ניכר המעשה המרוח, כשידרוך עליו בת למי ויסותה. ולא חששו המפרשים לכתוב כן, לפי שהיה דבר ברור בעיניהם. So it's pashut to him that there is no way that any of the Rishonim would be matir when you have a kavana למרח, because why would you be going so far and be matir איסור דרבנן, או מלאכה שנצחה לגופה, or whatever it is, just because of מייסותה. You can be מבטל the מייסות just by stepping on it without smearing the material. Does the Bet Yosef hold like that lemaise? So when you read the halacha, it sounds a little bit that he holds like that lemaise, because he says, לפי שאינו מתכוון למרח. So לשון שאינו מתכוון למרח, it sounds like the lashon of Rashi that we're discussing, דבר שאינו מתכוון. And לכאורה, if he held like the other Rishonim, he could have said, even when you're מתכוון למרח, right? That's the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch. Although he doesn't pass in lamgelegamre like Rashi, because Rashi is talking about Rabbi Yehuda, but he's taking what Rashi said, Shenom mitkaven, din Shenom mitkaven for us. We hold like Rabbi Shimon. But if you look in the Achronim, I know that you learned the Mishnah Berurah, and the Mishnah Berurah is Paskin like one of them, but it's interesting to see inside the Achronim when they explain the Shulchan Aruch, there is a tremendous Machloket Achronim, how to explain the Pshat in the Shulchan Aruch. The Gra understood, like we just mentioned, that the Bet Yosef just Paskin like what he said, that only it's Rok is not like Nachash. By Nachash, we would let you even when you're mitkaven. By Rok, only when you're not mitkaven. That's the Gra. Source number 9. And now, source number 10, that's the Taz. The Taz Meforash, not like that. The Taz says, Siv Katan Yud, source number 10, Vafal Gav Demimeile Memareach, Perush, Vehave Psikreishe. So it's not Davar Shino mitkaven. So the Taz seems like the Taz held that Lemaisa the Bet Yosef didn't pass in like what he said in the Bet Yosef. And the Prima Gadim explained the Taz like that. The Prima Gadim at the end of his explanation, he said, Ayen Tosefet Shabbat. So some Achronim understood that he wanted to argue with the Prima Gadim that it's not true. And it's the truth is that Tosefet Shabbat argue with the Taz. But before I'm going to read the Tosefet Shabbat, I'm going to just tell you that the Magen Avraham Mashma also a little bit, that he held that the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch is even when you're mitkaven. And my Hochacha is not Meforash in the Magen Avraham, but it's Mashma in the Magen Avraham, because the Magen Avraham says, when the Shulchan Aruch said Mishum Meisuta, the reason that we matir is Mishum Meisuta. Source number 12, so the Magen Avraham says, Nireh li da'idna deleika dekapit berok Mishum Meisuta, izher shelo yishafshef kshedores alav. So the Magen Avraham is mechalik between rok and licha. Rok is not so maus anymore, so try not to be meshafshef, not to smush it very hard that it's going to be memareach. But licha, that it is very maus, so there is still the heter of the Gemara of meruach. So you see that the Magen Avraham understood the Isur of the heter of meruach is even when you shmir it bebit kaven. It sounds like that in the Magen Avraham. It doesn't say that meforash, but it's mashma. So the Magen Avraham in the Taz sounds like they understood in the Shulchan Aruch that he was not paskin like the way that he understood in the Bet Yosef. But the Tosefet Shabbat on the Taz writes that the source number 13, the third line where there is like a star, ואתז כתב דהחה have a psik reshet וvada yashve gumot ואפילו אחי שאר מישו מיסוטה ולפי דבר ולפי דבר אבנת דבר דלמה יתירו בזה כיוון שיקא יסוקה דהוראיתה. So that's why the beginning of what he said, just go to the beginning. ואפילו גבד מימיל ממרח כלומר דלפמי ממרח ואיקא חשש ואיקא למה חשמה ישכח ויתכוון וישווה גומות. So he explained ואפילו גבד מימיל ממרח. Unlike the Taz. The Taz said that Mimela Memareach is Vadai. He said no. Mimela Memareach, that it might be Mitmareach. It's Davar Sheno Mitkaven. So the Tosefet Shabbat is basically explained like the Mishnah Berurah. That's the way that Mishnah Berurah holds the Halacha. That Lemaise, we're going to be Matir only when you're not Mitkaven to be Mimareach. Although, it's not Lichora, majority of Rishonim doesn't hold this way. But Lemaise, we're machmir like the Bet Yosef. When you have a rock, it shouldn't be memareach. So that's Lemaise. Now the second part of this shiur is Seif Yud Bet. Seif Yud Bet is also a very difficult seif to understand, especially the Rama. I hope all of you had a lot of fun this week. I'm going to try to do the best. Chayav ve'of shebirshuto, that's Seif Yud Bet, Chayav ve'of shebirshuto, mutar letzudan. Ve'hu shelo imrodu. Aval imem mordim, asur letofsam, afilu bechatzer. עם החצר גדול, שאם לא גדלו בין בני אדם, היו צריכים את סודה. אגב, ויש אומרים, דאסור לצוד חייו האוף שברשותו, ואם צדן פטור. אבל פרה וסוס וכל שכן שאר חייו העוף שמרדו, אם צדן חייו חטאת וכן עיקר. חתול דינה כשאר חייו. So we need each part to explain what exactly does it mean. So the beginning, חייו העוף שברשותו מותר לצודן. So we have the source, we have the Mishnah in the beginning of our Siman, not the beginning, but in the middle. Mishnah in Kufzayin, Chaya ve'of she'birshuto ha-tzadan patur. We have an argument in the Rishonim, what is ha-tzadan patur mean? What is this patur means? Is it like a general patur of al-asur, or it's more than a regular patur of al-asur? So the Shulchan Aruch seems to hold Chaya ve'of she'birshuto mutar le'tzudan. So he seems like he holds that mutar, patur mutar, like he said in the Bet Yosef. The only limitation is v'hu shelo imrodu. If they're moired, it changed the status. And then asur letofsam afilu b'chatzer. Even if you have like a behema that usually doesn't have isur tzeda, if they're moired, even b'chatzer, that it's like a half tzeda, it's still asur to tzad, and it's going to be l'chor ad rabbanon level. But the definition would be that even if I can catch them now without like putting like too much effort, the reason that I don't need to put too much effort now to catch them is because they grew up in my house. So even when they're chatzuf, even when they were like rebelling, they're not going to be so rebellion that I'm not going to be able to catch them fast. I can catch them pretty easy, more than a regular animal. But as long as the reason is because they grew up in my backyard, it's still going to be considered tzedah. And if lichora they're outside of the backyard, then it's going to be tzedah deoraita. That's lichora the Yerushalmi, the source for this.
The mordim.
So it seems like according to Shulchan Aruch, an animal that it's like a domestic,
domesticated,
paka din tzeda from this animal. It's mutter to tzad this animal, even in the backyard. That it's a it can be a big backyard, like they used to have.
Is it obvious that the Mechaber is saying when he says b'chatzar gadol that that's talking about just Rabbanon that if you did it there, or could that even be d'oraisa?
He says asur, so usually asur is the Rabbanon, right? But I agree, it's not like a, I mean, the reason I say that because it sounds
confinement. If you took something from Rosh Rabim and put it in a chotzer that was loose, you'd only be over Seder Darabonon if you did that.
Right.
If you took it from outside, something unrelated to you, took something from outside, a wild animal brought it.
But this is when the animal was never been
mitzodah.
Here we're talking about a domestic animal that become chotzer.
It's not a question of the size of the chotzer. It's because it's a domesticated animal, we're going to say it's never going to be d'oraisa. Is that the idea? You'll never have to see the d'oraisa by a domesticated animal, even if it's fighting you?
Lichora, to complete the process of the merida, you need to be also outside. It's not fulfill the complete merida until it's like outside. But I agree with you that it's not meforash. But you're going to see that it sounds like that in the other Rishonim when they try to, especially the Agot Maimoniot and the Magen Avraham after, you're going to see that. You see that concept. So it's not mukhach 100%, but it's mashma. Now, what is the source for the Shulchan Aruch? So this seif, that one of the things that's difficult about it, that the Bet Yosef is very vague, it doesn't bring so many sources. And the Agot Maimoniot is not so clear also, so the Achronim is trying to do the work for us. So the source for the Shulchan Aruch, that's basically what the Gra is saying, is the Balai 2, it brought down in the Rosh in Beitza, Perigimel Alacha Aleph. The discussion in the Gemara there, we mentioned that Gemara in the first shiur, the din of Shmuel, kol shomim ave metzuda venetzudenu. What is mechusar tzeda mean? Shmuel says in Beitza, kol shomer ave metzuda venetzudenu. In order to be considered tzeda, you need ave metzuda. And then Tosfot say, wait, we have in Kufvav, we have a different definition, like kol demati lebechad shachya. Tosfot said it's the same thing. not everyone agree with that, but it's the same idea that Havei Metzudah can be one of the definition of Bar Tzeda. And then the Gemara asked on this Shmuel, "V'arei avazim v'tarnegolim she'omer Havei Metzudah v'netzudenu." By avazim v'tarnegolim that grows in the backyard, that you need like to use like a metzudah, and we have a braita that says that tzad avazim v'tarnegolim v'yonei ardesiaot patur. So what is the question exactly? Patur usually is patur aval asur, so it's still asur. So what exactly is the question? So the older Rishonim asked that question, and they have a few answers. So Tosfot in two terutzim, and that's what he brings down here. The first terut says that the kamar kol mechusar tzeda asur. What when Rabban Gamliel said kol mechusar tzeda asur, he meant chayav. And if he meant chayav, we're discussing isur deoraita. So if you need a metzudah, it's going to be isur deoraita. So by avazim v'tarnegolim, you need a metzudah, and it says pater. So it's not a deoraita. But if this is the question, so the result is going to be that avazim v'tarnegolim, it is in a derabanan level. So that's what the Rosh said. V'lefi zeh, asur latzut biyom to avazim v'tarnegolim, ha'olchim b'chatzer, ve'en ha'olam nizarim mizeh. How can it be? So he brings the Baal Ha'itur. Baal Ha'itur katav, the Ptur avazim v'tarnegolim, patur u'mutar kamar. Patur by avazim v'tarnegolim, the pshat is patur v'mutar. And that's why the Gemara asks, how can you say that it is asur midrabanan? Lichora avazim v'tarnegolim, it's mutar legamra. And the Rosh ends that even Tosfot might be matir lemaise. We're going to go back to this at the end. But lemaise, you see here the beginning of the machloket between the Shulchan Aruch and the Rema appears to be in the Rosh. Two terutzim in Tosfot explaining the Braita that says Hatzad avazim v'tarnegolim patur. What's the pshat of patur? Patur or mutar or patur or asur? The Shulchan Aruch holds that it's mutar. And against that, we have the Agaot Maimoniot on the Rambam, Perek Yud Halacha Kaf Daled, a very difficult Agaot Maimoniot. I don't know if all of you had the time to look it in, because it's a very important Agaot Maimoniot, but it's very difficult, meaning unclear. We're going to try to go through it step by step. The source number three. The Rambam brings the Mishnah, Chaya Ba'of Shebirshuto Atzadan Patur. So the Agaot Maimoniot says, "V'kol p'tur ede Shabbat p'tur aval asur." So the pshat in the Rambam, when the Rambam says p'tur, "Kol p'tur ede Shabbat p'tur aval asur." So the Rambam meant asur mid rabbanan. And then he had a question, but we know there is a Mishnah that says "Tzadin chayav ha'of," and by Yom Tov. So he said, "No, that's Yom Tov. By Yom Tov, even if it's a little bit of tzeda, that's fine because it's Tzorech Yom Tov. You're allowed to hunt." To do tzeda for food. שצדן לכתחילה כדי לשוחתנו לאוכלן. אבל אחת, זה בשבת, לא. So now he started the problems. וכגון, דאבידי לריבויה כשרוצה לצופסן. What's going to be the definition of חייב ואוף שברשותו that's going to be אסר, מדרבנן at least? כגון, דאבידי לריבויה כשרוצה לצופסן. Like animal that's going to run away a little bit when you try to catch them. והם בבית גדול כל כך שאם לא גדלו בין בני אדם היו צריכים מצודה. Although when I'm going to catch them now I'm not going to need like a real מצודה. But if they were not domesticated I would have had to use a מצודה, then they're not considered ניצוד for this purpose to be mutter. They're considered like a half ניצוד. ואף לדחותן במקום צר שנוחים להתאפס. וכן קיבלתי ממורי קרוביזה. הלכך, צריכים ישראל להיזהר שלא לתפוס בשבת סוס שמרד ופרה מורדת. Now he switched his... what's going on here? You just said that if they avid lribuye, if they just run in a little bit, although I don't need a metzuda, but the fact that they run from me, that by itself considered that they're not nitzod. So why do you go to סוס שמרד now? מרידה לכאורה is something that they did not normal, it's not something normal that they do, it's something that they rebel, they decided to go against the normal behavior.
He said, "Hilkach tzichin Yisrael edor, shelo sus shemarad v'para moredet."
Why did he, that he switch to Merida? שעשויים לריבוי אפילו בחצר, אם החצר גדולה, שאם לא גדלו בבני אדם, היו צריכים מצודה. Now, another problem. ובירושלמי אמר רבי יוסי, הדה אמרה סוס שמרד בשבת וכו'. He doesn't bring the source. What does the source say? סוס שמרד וחיה שמרדה, חייב. You try to say that it's איסור דרבנן. סוס שמרד ופרה מורדת שעשויים לריבוי אפילו... אם החצר גדולה, it's איסור מדרבנן. Why? בירושלמי says, חייב. So you should be מקפיד מן... There's a lot of things that are not so clear. But we have four points that we need to pay attention to. The first one is patur, patur aval asur. The Gemara in Beitza, that mutar to bitzad is only yantav. What's asur by animals is animal that, like a half nitzod, half not nitzod, that you need to run after them, but you don't need metzudah. And if they grew outside of your house, you would have had to need metzudah. And then sus shemarad, it's like another level that it's not so clear if it's the same or it's different. The Magen Avraham in Sif Katan Kavav asks some of the questions, and also the question from the Yerushalmi. The way that the Magen Avraham understand the Agaot Maimoniot. He says that the Agot Maimoniot hold like Ravan. Ravan brought down in Shilti Giboirim. I don't know how he found it. It's like in a weird place in Dafkuf Bet. It's like Shilti Giboirim just bring it with no connection to anything around it. It's a Shilti Giboirim on the Mordechai. I brought down the source. הלכתה בשבת אסור לקח אווזים ותרנגולים וחיות שיש לאדם בתוך ביתו כגון צבעים שמגדלן בתוך ביתו אבל בהמות מותר כגון פרות ורחלים ושאר בהמות. מגן אברהם is basically trying to say that there is two kinds of animal that the Agaot Maimoniot is talking about. We have like בהמות. בהמות are animal that by nature they're domestic. You don't need to train them to be domestic so much. And if you do need it, it's just a little bit. Their nature is to be domesticated. So these animals, it's mutter, there is no isur tzeda by them. Now, avazim, tarnegolim, betzvi, are animals that can be trained to be domesticated, but the domesticated is not going to change their nature completely. So when they're in your backyard, even if they're not mored, even if they're not rebelling, not... The Isur Tzeda is not paka from them legamre. There is still Isur Tzeda midrabanan because they're a little bit... They're not mekabel marut so much. They're not like... Even when they grow up in your backyard, it doesn't change their nature completely. So these kind of animals would still be also midrabanan. But sus and para, they need merida, they need rebel in order to change their status. Now... When they change their status, there is two statuses, lichora. When the sus shemarad, if he's still in the chotzer, it's going to be the rabbanan. And if it's outside, it's going to be the oraita. And that's why the Agaot Maimoniot brings the sus shemarad like a proof for his point. Sus can be bar tzeda if it's going to be completely moired. So if he's in your backyard, so at least don't do it. At least be careful not to do it with the rabbanan. Because he didn't like change his whole status now because he is a little bit rebelling. But Tarnegol doesn't need to rebel in order to change his status because his status was not Nitzod to begin with. So the second part, the din of Merida, I think the Shulchan Aruch can be Moide, like I said before. But the first part, to be Mechalek between Avazim and Tarnegolim, to other kinds of animals, that only the Rema hold according to the Magen Avraham. The Shulchan Aruch said that even Avazim and Tarnegolim are not going to be bar tzeda. And that's the way lichora that the Biur HaGra also understood. But it's not so clear in the Biur HaGra because Biur HaGra lichora said that the chiluk of the Magen Avraham because of himself. He said that misvara that it sounds like he understood that the Rema is coming to argue with the Shulchan Aruch that Patur is Patur Aval Asur. So all the animals are Patur Aval Asur. And then the Gra said, but You don't need to say that because you can make a chiluk between avazim and tarnegolim to other animals. But the Magen Avraham is saying that in the Rama. So that's the way that the Mishnah Berurah also brings down. Lemaise, the Biur Halacha hold that you should be machmir for avazim and tarnegolim. And if I have two more minutes, I don't. But so you can look in the page. There is room to say that it's going to be mutter, even according to the Rama. But the Biur Halacha hold lemaise that we should be machmir according to the Rama for avazim and tarnegolim. If you want to see more about that, you can look in the page and like get more information about it. But that's basically the conclusion of the Biur Halacha, and that's lichora the halacha for the Rama followers.
Is there a factor that some of the
hosts
can talk about with the animals coming back at night?
That's baitot. That's bautli kluvan lairov. That's domesticated, basically.
That's the idea that even when these animals